This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's the first tropical system of the Atlantic hurricane season, and it may dump heavy rain on South Florida today and into the weekend. That's according to the National Weather Service. There may be flooding, too, say forecasters. A convicted murderer on the run was shot and killed by law enforcement last night in Texas after he killed a family of five and stole their truck, they say. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Gonzalo Lopez had been on the run since May 12th when he escaped a prison bus by stabbing its driver. He was thought to be hiding near Centerville, Texas, when authorities received a call from someone concerned about not hearing from a relative. Officers went to the family's cabin and found the bodies of one adult and four minors. Gone was their pickup truck.
Officers found the pickup. There was gunfire, and Lopez was killed in the shootout in Jordanton, Texas. All the major broadcast networks broke away from their regular programming last night to carry President Biden's plea to the nation to tighten gun laws.
My fellow Americans, enough.
In a rare evening address to the nation, the president noted attacks in Buffalo, Uvalde, Tulsa, where everyday places became killing fields.
How much more carnage are we willing to accept?
He's urging lawmakers to restore a ban on selling assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines, among other steps, or at least find compromises, like limiting firearm access for those with mental health issues. Their steps a bitterly divided Congress seems unlikely to take. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president says if Congress won't act, Americans should make this an election issue. This is day 100 for Russia's war in Ukraine. Authorities in the United Arab Emirates say they've arrested a British man wanted in Denmark on a $1.7 billion tax fraud case. This is AP News. Now to Afghanistan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
The United Nations says the Afghan Taliban faces increasing threats from Islamic State militants. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers are maintaining close ties with Al-Qaeda as they consolidate control over the country, with their main military threat coming from IS extremists and guerrilla-style attacks by former Afghan government security personnel. With the onset of better weather, UN experts say fighting may escalate. In a new report, however, they say neither IS nor Al-Qaeda is believed to be capable of mounting international attacks before 2023. Nevertheless, the presence of IS, Al-Qaeda, and many other terrorist groups and fighters on Afghan soil, they say, is raising concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, the May jobs report comes out this morning. The unemployment rate's expected to be 3.5%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.